this year should be a special schus for Yedid Nafshi, Rav Shlomo Gittelman Shlita, Hu v'chol b'nei v'esa, v'chol anil v'me'elav, l'bracha v'hatzlacha, v'chol ma'asei yedeihem. And we are beginning our series of shiurim on the Kinyanei Torah b'siyata d'shmaya, b'li neder. And very exciting to learn about the Memches Kinyanim. We know that in life, in order for an object to be yours, without a Kinyan, it doesn't work. You have to make a Kinyan. The Torah, says Avraham Cutler, is the same. If you don't make the proper Kinyan, it's not yours. So what is the proper Kinyan? That's what we learn in the Mishnah on Avos, in the 6th Parak. There are 48 Kinyanim. So in order to acquire Torah, to make Torah part of you, you have to make the Kinyanim. In order to make the Kinyanim, you have to know what they are and understand them. So this year will be based on the Imre Chain, has a beautiful country son, Kinyani Torah. It says in Pirkei Avos, Yibescha beis vad lechachomim ve'ave mis'abek ba'afar agalayim ve'ave shoyse batzomes divrayim. Your house should be a meeting place for the chachomim. You should roll around in the dust of their feet and you should drink with thirst their words. U'bipashtus, this Mishnah is explained to be talking about the receiving of the Torah of a Talmud from a Rebbe. Roll around in the dust of his feet, drink with thirst his words. Sounds like a Talmud to a Rebbe. Ayin Barishonim. However, in the Gra, he comments that the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, on the words Havi Shosu Betzama, he quotes the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Hoy kol tzamei l'chulamayim. All thirsty ones, go and drink water, go to water. So it's mashma, this is referring to the Limud HaTorah itself. And not Kabbalah's Talmud Meirav. That you're learning, lav dafka from a Rebbe, but your learning should be bofen shel tzimon. Hoy kol tzamei l'chulamayim, mayim is Torah. You should learn with the thirst. Shira shirim rabba. Parsha Aleph on the pasuk Kitovim Dodecha Miayin Nimshel Divrei Torah B'Mayim Shenemar Hokotzim Elechul Amayim Ma'Mayim Ein Adam Tzamei Ein Areva B'Gufa Kach Torim Ein Adam Oyif Ba Ein Areva B'Gufa. That's a Moridik Yisod for Limud HaTorah, and that's really the first of the Memches Kinyanim is Talmud. How are you zochet to Talmud to learn? You have to have it Simon. If you're not thirsty, water doesn't taste good. The thirstier you are, you know, you're playing basketball for 2 hours, you're sweating, and then you go for that little water break, and it's Me'ein Olam Haba. It's Me'eden, Israel, they have Me'eden, this is Me'eden, water of Gan Eden. So Torah also, you have to be thirsty for it. If you're not Ayif Ba, if you're not tired for it, thirsty for it, desirous of it, you feel like you're really lacking it, you need it, it's not sweet. If you're doing it because you're forced, it's not sweet. It says in the Pasuk in Mishle, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, Nefesh Sveya Tavus Nefes V'Nefesh Re'eva Komar Masok. What does this pasuk mean? Says Rabbeinu Eliyahu the Vilna Gaon, V'inyin Kasher lo yachbo t'adam B'higayin HaTorah Az eino toem Misikusa. when a person is not desiring Torah, as eino toim misikusa, he doesn't taste the sweetness. The person doesn't desire higayon haTorah, what the Gra calls the logic of Torah, then he doesn't taste the sweetness. As tavus nofes, what does tavus nofes mean? A sated soul, nefesh sevea, tavus nofes, tramples honeycomb. It tramples it, even though it's sweet, but it tramples the sweetness. Like Rashi writes, afatamim ha miyushavim alalev enam chashuvim alav. Even tastes that are satisfying the heart are not important for you. Therefore, tavus bavur sveya the mitzudis tirmos afnofes sufim. You're going to trample even sweet things. This can be in regular food when you're not hungry and you're eating. Just that doesn't taste good, even if it's good tasting food. And in Torah, if you're not hungry for Torah, then you're going to trample even the sweet Torah. Ach kasher nafsha re'eva, but when your soul is hungry, shemishtoy kekes umisave la'asuk b'Torah, that it's desiring and has a taiva for esa katorah, afilu kol mar masoklo, says the great Gon and Tzadik Isha Loki, the Vilna Gon. Everything bitter is sweet. Machmas sheyaga bameot, because you toil in it. Even if it's bitter, but it's going to be sweet. You toil, and you're mitzayer yourself. You didn't understand. You worked, and you understood. Ben Yon in the Mishnah writes, Ave shose betzames tefreim, kom shenemar nefes sveya tovus nofes. If you're a satisfied soul, then you trample on the honeycombs. That even the sweet Torah isn't going to be good for you because you're not yearning for it. You're not pining for Torah. If you're a hungry soul, then kol mar masok. Then anything bitter is sweet. Somebody who's satisfied from Torah and he doesn't desire Torah, he says, yeah, I have enough. Yeah, I did my daf today. I'm done. I don't need here anymore. I did my Mishnah today. I did Shnayim Mikra. I'm done. Person who's satisfied, he doesn't have a chavetz afilam from lar golius b'Torah. Even if they tell him the sweetest Torah, says Rabbi Yonah, tovus osam navsho, his soul's going to trample them. But if a person's hungry and he desires to hear, even if they tell him something without a reason, yimtak b'fiyu, it's going to be sweet in his mouth. V'yishmar bo, and he's going to guard it, sheyodea shu emes, because he knows it's truth. And we paskin in the Gemara, that's Rabbeinu Yonah, we paskin in the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Mem Dalet, that only if you drink water out of thirst, you make a shahakal. Even though when you're not thirsty, the water also went into your body. But water doesn't taste good if you're not thirsty. So it only gets a bracha, it only gets a brachas hanan if you're nane. Hanah is when you're thirsty. Torah is only going to be hanah when you're thirsty for it. And that's what a person has to do. A person has to develop a thirst for Torah. The thirstier he is, the more of a lacking he feels, the sweeter it's going to be. And that's a tenai b'kinyan Torah. V'vishose b'tzames divrayim. Hoy kol tzameh l'chulimayim. B'talmud. That's the way Talmud has to be. It has to be a proper Talmud. It has to be a proper learning with she'ifas, with yearning, with taiva. Chen Kosav, Harav Bala Akeda, B'Sifra Akedas Yitzchok, Parashas Emor B'Dvarav, Odas Halomdim Sheyesh Lomod, Halimudim Sheyesh Lomod Mitzvah Sfira Saomer. Talks about what we can learn from the Sfira of Obinyan HaSfira Yesh B'Zeh Ar Neflosh El Koysef HaChochma. There's a tremendous comment here about desiring wisdom. Moshe Amar Zal Yibeischa B'Zvad L'Chachomim, V'Vim Misavik B'Ofer Raglayim, V'Vishose B'Tzomas Divrayim, Ki ikar kol hashtadlus b'zehu tachlis hakosef kashehu b'shtiyas hatzama. There has to be kisufin. Kisufin means yearning, a pining, a desire. just like drinking. And he brings the pasuk that we keep quoting in Yeshaya, Hol Kol Tzamei L'Chulamayim. L'Lamed Kimishein Obal Alimud B'Torahs Roy V'Tzamei Ein Loi Shum Toyeles. It's just an unbelievable yesod. Those of us who are involved in motivating Talmidim, which we all should be, because we should all be teaching others Torah, and we should all be involved in motivating ourselves. And how do we motivate ourselves? We have to create a hunger. We have to feel a lacking. We have to look at that sefer on the shelf. And you see, I'm looking at my shelf now. And you have to get that, just like when you see something in the supermarket, you see a delicious food. Immediately your olam adimyon goes to imagine the pleasure you're going to get from that food. And you put that food in your cart. Swipe the card and it's yours. The hana is yours. A havdil, a trillion havdalas. You look at the sefer on the shelf. You look. Sefer Das Shlomo. Ma'amariz man matan tarasena from Revolva. I'm just looking at my shelf. You see a sefer, you say, what does Revolva say about Kabbalah Satorah? Coming up. That's what we're preparing for. Ayom arba yomim la'omer. It's coming around, it's around before you know it. Life goes fast. See, well, what does he say about Kabbalah Satorah? And you create within yourself a hunger, a thirst, a desire, a yearning upon what? Like to build up your curiosity. People are so curious. What's happening in other people's lives? You read newspapers and websites and all this nonsense. Don't be curious about that. Curiosity is good. Except when it killed the cat. Curiosity is good, but it should be for the right things. What does it say in Medrash Rabbah on this week's parsha? What do the Mefarshei Rashi say on Rashi when I'm going through the parsha with Rashi? That's why we emphasize in Yiddishkeit questions, because questions create a thirst, a hunger, a lacuna, an opening, an emptiness in a person. You have to fill it up. So what's the answer? So what's the teretz? That's why questions are so important. Don't give the answer so fast. Make the person think. Have it simon. V'zehaisa inyan. B'sura omro. V'shlachti rov baros l'rov alechem l'otzom l'mayim kim l'shmoyas t'var Hashem. That's what it says in Amos. There's going to be this. It's not going to be a hunger for bread, not a thirst for water, but rather to hear the word of God. So that's the yisod, to create a hunger and a thirst. It says in Sanhedrin Sadi Tes, if you learn, you don't review. It's like planting and not sowing, and not reaping. The person learns Torah and he forgets it. It's like a woman who gives birth and then Chas Shalom buries the baby. That when a person toils in one place, his Torah toils for him in another place. Rashi explains, according to the Girsa of Rashash, then Yaakov, and others, Torah Melislo, Shemichazeres Olav, Umvakesh Me Es Kona. Just an unbelievable idea that your Torah is a personality. Once saw a whole article about this, somebody wrote, describing how Torah is a personality in and of itself. Here it says the Torah is, you toil in one place, the Torah is going to toil for you elsewhere. Shemchazeres alav, it seeks after you and asks from the Creator, asks from Hashem to give you Tamei Torah. The Torah is going to, that's what Rashi says, unbelievable Rashi. Torah is going to ask God to give you Tamei Torah. If you toil in Torah, you're going to get Tamei Torah elsewhere. That's why you just keep learning and learning, and you don't always understand, but you just keep going, keep plowing, and then it comes, you learn, you understand more and more as you go on. It says in Mishnah to Rabbi Aaron, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Zechet Tzadik Levracha Chelek Aleph, page 50. It says that the words of the rabbis of Chazal, in one place says it was happy like it was given at Sinai. What does it mean the words were happy? It says Rabbi Aaron, It's exactly like it says. Shehayu hadvarim atzmam smechim imamish. Because the thing themselves, the words themselves were happy. We see in Sanhedrin page 101a that if a person reads Shir Hashir and he makes it just into a song, into a love song, takes it lightly, what does the Torah do? The Torah girds itself in sackcloth and stands before God and says, Rabbono Shalom, asuni banayich kekinor, your children made me like a violin. Shemenagnim bo'leitzim, that the clowns, these performers, these entertainers, make music with. That's what your children made me into, Rachman al-Itzlan. So you see that the Torah girds itself in sackcloth. The Torah goes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, look at how terrible your children are treating me. Another source in Psichta, Echa Rabosi, Chof Dalet, Amr Avram, Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bono Shalom, Mi Meid Behem B'Yisrael, Shavar Al Torah Secha, Amr Lai Tava Torah V'Toyit, Avram Avinu says to Hashem, who's going to be testify that the Jewish people transgressed your Torah? Hashem says, the Torah is going to testify. And Miyad Ba Torah L'Hoidlem, Torah comes and testifies. Amr Lai Avram, B'Ti At Ba, The Torah was going to be made against the Jews, and Avram says, what are you testifying against the Jews? Don't forget that God offered the Torah to all the nations and they didn't want it, and Am Yisrael accepted the Torah, and now you're testifying against the Jews. So the Torah stood on the side and didn't testify. Again, you see, the Torah is a personality. It says in the Medrash, Lav Shah Torah Bigdei Almanus Menichna Selefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Amim Ein Oskim B'Torah Mel She'en Lakiyum. If the Torah wore clothing of a widow and comes before God, it says if they're not Osek in Torah, Torah is no Kiyum. Then they have no Kiyum. They can't exist. The Torah can't exist. I think it's referring to the Torah. But the point is that Torah is wearing Bigdei Almanus. Torah is wearing clothing of a widow. You see, again, the Torah is a personality. Torah has feelings. The Torah testifies. And it's mefurish like that in Reb Chaim Volozhiner and the Ruach Chaim and Avos Perak Aleph, Perak Vav Mishnah Aleph. It says in the Sefer Marganisa de Beirav, which is printed at the end of the Sefer Shari Tshuva, Taras Hashem Tamima Omedis Lefni Adam B'Shashu Osek B'Mishnasa V'Omeres Hashem Imcha Gibor Chayil Hinei Basi L'Lametcha Alken Yatzasi L'Kroscha L'Shachar Panecha V'Emtzacha Ashrechem Tizkereini Ashrechem B'Lipcha Tizpineini. Wow. Taras Hashem Tamima stands before a person and it testifies. Torah is a mitzius, and it gives wisdom to those who toil in it. And it says, I'm coming to teach you, and therefore I'm coming towards you, to welcome you, to greet you. Fortunate are you if you remember me. Fortunate are you if you guard me in your heart. Says in the Sefer Menoras Hamaor, Atar Shalom Mirmal Bolam Hazem Me Vake Alav תאמר להם ספטו לחוסד הזה וקרבו וקבדו לסרון ותסקו לחי אלם הבא. שזה קבדני כל יום ולא יישא עזוב ושלו שכוחה. מיד נסקבצו כל אנושים וישבו אימא ועשו להם מספי דעוד לב מספי גודל ועוצום. ונשם מסעסקו בתחריך וכל צורך הקבור וקבור עושה וקבד גודל. ועוד אישה בוכו וצורק אז אמר להם מה שמי חרמל להם חגיג השמי. כי אם שניק ברוס וחוסד נעלמו עושה אישה מנהיים. An incredible story told by the Sefer Menorah Hamaor that the Torah that a person learns in this world cries for him. And that's what it says in the Medrash. There was a chassid who used to learn chagiga. Imamish learned chagiga inside and out. And his whole life, his mesechta was chagiga. Like there was a certain yid. There's a story they tell. He was going blind, so he wanted to have a mesechta that he would know Baal Peh, so he could chazer it. So he picked Beitza. I think he did Beitza 4,000 times or something. It says in his matzeva, this man finished Beitza 4,000 times. So it says about this chassid that this woman was crying when he died, that he never left me, he gave me kavod his whole life, give him kavod, give him a proper hesped, etc. And they asked, what's your name? And she said, my name is Chagiga. Chagiga was crying for this chassid. And then they buried him in the And then this woman disappeared. In other words, Meseches Chagiga appeared as this woman. It says in the Pasuk in Mishle, Perakres, Pasuk Chafalef, Lahan Chelov HaYesh V'Tzurseim Amale. So Bepshuto, what this means is, that I have a nachala, I have this inheritance, to give to those who love me. La'an chilo avai, I have a nachala to give to those who love me. Ve'amalei so sotseim, benatovan, I'm going to fill up their storehouses with the good. Ayin rashi, mitzudis. Chori, I have to understand. What's the chiddush? Of course, God has a lot to give us. If you do good, then God's going to give you good. It says in Sukkah, daf chavches, that Hillel Zaken had 80 Talmidim, the smallest Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Shloi Niach Mikro, Mishnah, Gemara, Lochas, Vagadus, Diktukei Torah, Diktukei Sofrim, Kalam, Chamurim, Zereshav. He learned it all. The Kaima Shenemra, Hanchelov, Vayesh, Votrusem, Amale. And the Gemara brings the Pasuk after saying how much Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai knew. It says, Lahanchelov, Vayesh, Votrusem, Amale. As the Ritva, what's the pasuk here? What's that shayach to the limud of Rav Yochanan and Zakkai Nukola Torah Kula? What does it mean? L'kayim ha'shenemra lahan chelo avayesh. He's mekayim what it says. Lahan chelo avayesh what's the same amale. So the Ritva wants to learn pshat. That about Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, the pasuk was fulfilled, that he got this great reward. But Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner asks in the Ruach Chaim and also in the Nefesh HaChaim, same author, Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner. It's not mashma like that in the Gemara. Where is mashma that Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai himself was mekayim lahan chelo avayesh? Not that it was miskayim with him, that he received this great reward. He learned kol haTorah kula to be mekayim what it says lahan chelo avayesh v'tzurseim amale. What's pshat in this Gemara? How is Rabbi Yochanan Makayim when he learned Kol HaTorah Kula Hanchelo Avayesh V'Sesem Amale? So the parak there in Mishlei starts Halo Chochma Tikra Elecha Mishim Ekra Hanchelo Avayesh V'Sesem Amale. So we see that this is the Torah talking. We see from the beginning of the parak, Halo Chachma, it's Chachma that's calling out. So B'Pshuta, we thought it was God speaking. But from the beginning of the parak, you see that it's Chachma talking. It's Ma'amar HaTorah Kedosh HaAtzma, Chachma's B'chutz Tarona. It goes out, calls out on the streets that the Torah is saying, that's the beginning of Mishlei Chachmas B'chutz Tarona, that it's saying that Torah is going to give schar to anybody who's learning Torah properly. The Rosh in the Darim, Simon Bey, says, when it says about Torah, Dabra la Mishma called Diburcha Maseltcha B'divrei Torah, you l'shem Torah. You have to learn in order to know, to understand, to add pilpul, to add svara, to add kashas, terutzim, v'loy lekantir v'lizgos, not chas v'shalom, for gaiva, for ego, to make trouble, to shluck someone up. And if Lishma is Dveikus, then you can just learn one perek, like Reb Chaim Volozhiner says. You can learn one perek, just keep chazering it and feel Dveikus. It's not the purpose. You're supposed to learn, your kavana is Lahosif Lekach V'Pilpul, to understand better. Torah L'Shem Torah. That's what says Riochem and Zakkai. He didn't leave anything. Mikra Mishnah Lachas Agadas. Because he always thought to himself that he wasn't Yotze Dechova Seisa Katara Lishma. He has to learn more and more and more and keep adding and adding. And that's what the Pasuk is telling us in Mishle. Lahanchil Avayish, it's the Torah talking. Those who love Torah, Lahanchil, I have a Nachla to give for Oavai, for those who love me. And to love Torah means to constantly be involved in understanding every prat, every detail. When a person's in love, gets a love note from the girl, oh my gosh, he reads it again. He looks at her beautiful handwriting, her round handwriting. And he's just in love. There's no great chidushim there usually. You know, no mahalchim with seven steps to answer a shver Rambam in Hilchos Avos HaTumas. But he's in love. So Lachas Kama V'Kama, the Torah is so deep, so profound, and Svar Hashem, a person should certainly want to understand every detail, every Rash and Taris, every Toisus Yontif and Nezik and everything, just to understand out of love. And the Torah says, if you love me, I have a big Nachla to give you. L'han Chilo Avayesh. And that's what Rabbi Lazar ben Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was zochet to. He was the Oiv Torah, and then the Torah says to him, the Torah is going to give him. He wanted to be Makayim Lahan Chilo Avayesh, that he was an Oiv Torah, and the way he showed he was an Oiv Torah was by learning everything in detail and not leaving anything, to be Dovek Ba'avas HaTorah, and not to say, yeah, I'm done. So what's the same Amale? So since he was zochet to be me'ovai, so the Torah is going to fill up his otzrus. Baruch Ber said, as writes Rav Reuven Grzovsky as an akdama to the Sefer Birchas Shmuel Bav Metzia, when he's talking about the Birchas Shmuel, Milvad HaTorah lo hav dover acher bo'olam v'ragel hoy lomer shehatorah ohevet rak es mi she'eino ohev dvarim acherim rak osa. The Torah only loves those who don't love anything else but the Torah. V'rak le'ish kazeh im oseres es atzmo mar shelo l'knosa v'mishu ohev echeresim en atornim seres lo. You want to get Torah, it has to be that's your only love. You can't have other loves. It has to be obviously Kiyum HaTorah. We're not separating from, and part of Kiyum HaTorah is loving Eretz Yisrael and loving Am Yisrael. That's obviously a given, but there can't be foreign loves. If there are foreign loves, then you're not zocheh to love Torah. If you love ice cream, it's going to be very hard for you to love Torah. That's what the Birchas Shmuel said. Rav Elia Weintraub, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in the Sefer Tkufa Besaras Eliyahu, writes, Ki ora Torah lo tein ekletes v'necheses rak benefesh adina, hasho efes l'siachid ima legamre. That the light of Torah is only absorbed in a gentle soul that strives to become one, to unite, to forge a unity with the Torah completely. And not with a soul, shespashrim tsarasa meikla. Soul has other loves, so the Torah doesn't, Torah is not going to be properly absorbed. So, we conclude our discussion for this time of Talmud, and that's how Talmud has to be learned. It's not just learning, but it's learning with its simon, learning with a yearning, learning with a desire. So, Mirtz Hashem, we will hopefully come back to this kinyan, I hope, and we will also learn other kinyanim, and we should be zochet to see Niflos Gedolos Mitoras Hashem. And today we have the Mafteach, we have the key, and that is that a person has to develop a thirst, and for different people it works different ways, but the person has to think of ways, of strategies to build up a thirst. It's like people have a natural thirst for taivas of Olam Hazeh. For some it's money, for some it's achila, for some it's taivas nashim, for some it's taivas vacations, taivas beautiful houses. So we have to figure out ways to build up a taivas hachochma. And then your life, and there are people like this walking around the earth, that their lives are just Gan Eden, because they're so thirsty and they're constantly quenching their thirst with more and more Torah. And that's the greatest pleasure in this world. So we should be Zochem Mirtz Hashem to taste the sweetness in this world and the next. Amen v'amen. Thank you so much, sweet friends, for listening. Shalom, shalom.